Food security is an issue that affects us all, from famine in the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa to forming sustainable futures for Australian farmers. But the solutions may be coming from a computer that looks to identify seeds resistant to frost, drought and other elements impacting on security. Miles Holbrook-Walk spoke to genetic research scientist with the International Centre for Agricultural Research, Ken Street.
In society, how big a threat is it to Australia right now, food scarcity, and then indeed the rest of the world?
Okay, so that right now perhaps the threat isn't extreme to Australia. It certainly is extreme in other parts of the world. But the problem is as climate change and associated factors kick in and our crops fail, which they will, it could be a very big problem in the not-so-distant futures. I mean, what a lot of people don't understand is that civilization as we know it depends on what's happening in the agricultural sector. And if we can't grow crops because they're too hot, it's going to be everyone's problem.
You worked on an acclaimed documentary, The Seed Hunter. Tell me a bit about the work the film brought to light.
Yeah, so The Seed Hunter movie, that followed me on a collection mission in Tajikistan. By collection mission, I mean a seed collection mission, looking for ancient crop varieties that we can put in our gene banks and use for plant breeding. So Sally Ingleton, the producer and director, she followed me to all these wild and wonderful places and saw what we did. It's ongoing work in that sense, the seed collection, but more recently I've been looking at ways to make or to choose gene bank material that's useful to plant breeders.
Can you tell me a little bit about the gene bank process and how you go about that process of finding those specific types of seeds?
Okay, so we'll go on these plant collection missions to all over the world, to far-flung, little villages that time forgets, and they donate seed to us, and we go and we put those seed in a gene bank to keep it safe for future generations. And so that seed has to be maintained over time. A lot of work goes into it. But the thing is, as the number of seeds build up in these gene banks, it becomes hard to choose useful material when it comes to plant breeding. So my work has been to develop technologies to help us pinpoint useful material within the gene banks. So we use information about the collection sites from which the material was collected and then make predictions about where we can find things like for drought resistance or disease resistance or the different sorts of problems that modern crops face. Yeah, so what we've found is that you can confidently use information about the collection sites from which material was collected to make useful predictions to draw out material from gene banks. So, for instance, we've found Russian wheat aphid resistance, we've found some pest resistance, we've found a whole suite of disease resistances that we wouldn't have normally found prior to the development of this technology.
Is there a holy grail in terms of seeds or collection sites that you really want to be able to go and have a look at and explore next?
Yeah, I think, for Australia, you mentioned the holy grail, frost resistance at the reproductive stage for our major crop plants, absolutely essential. We lose millions of dollars worth of crop due to frost resistance. So there's the Grains Research and Development Corporation is supporting the search for this holy grail, frost resistance in bread wheat, and we're using figs to do that. So preliminary results look encouraging, and that work is ongoing.
Genetic research scientist with the International Centre for Agricultural Research, Ken Street, ending that report by Miles Holbrook-Walk.